They call me the Business Risk Buster, as I've been conducting interviews as well as writing books and other publications on this topic for several years. I was just about to set off on a business trip to do a regular inspection of one of our European offices when I received an email from their director. He asked me whether I could stay with them a couple of days longer. I found it strange, as they were usually happy to see me leave for the airport the very next day after my arrival. So I called him to find out why. He told me that one of their VIP clients had requested my services, and I couldn't say no to that. When I came home, there was another surprise for me. My wife had changed her mind and said, "I'm flying with you. I'm not going to leave you there on your own for such a long time. That would be too much of a risk. Even you need your own buster." I believe you will notice managerial mistakes, especially those made by the owner, and you will learn from them to the benefit of your business. When I arrived at our local office, the client, a big developer who also owned many other companies, was already there waiting for me. "Well, good morning. What can I do for you?"
"We've been collaborating with your branch for a long time. I've heard a lot about you, so I wanted to meet you in person."
"I'm pleased to hear it. But why me? We have lots of other skillful people around."
"I'll be brief. I have a lot of business activities, but I'm primarily a property developer."
"I know. I've seen on your website what you've built, and I've also heard a lot about you. Hats off."
"If you don't mind, I'd like to finish what I have to say first."
"Well, I'm sorry. I'll try not to interrupt you."
"So, I bought my wife a little playground 7 years ago."
"A playground?"
"That's what I call it. In fact, it's a healthcare clinic. Plastic surgery, internal medicine, stuff like that."
"I see."
"My wife is a doctor with very good organizational skills, so everything was running smoothly until recently. But about a year ago, she told me some surprising news."
"Which was?"
"That she was no longer having fun with me. And since life is short, she wanted to start again somewhere else, and with somebody else. She simply packed her suitcase and disappeared abroad with a well-off patient of hers."
"Oh, well, that's really unpleasant."
"I meant to leave the clinic to her, but she just took some money and was gone, telling me I could stuff the clinic you know where."
"You must have really made her mad."
"I think it had simply been too much for her to take. I was enjoying life without her by my side far too often, so to speak."
"You've said it quite diplomatically. Now you're divorced, I presume."
"We're not. We just live apart. Actually, we had already lived like that for a long time. Our marriage was quite loose. We both did what we wanted and didn't worry about each other that much. Our children had been grown up for many years, so why not?"
"But I still don't quite understand what I can do for you."
"Well, after her sudden departure, I hired a new manager to run the clinic. You see, I build houses, so I only have engineers around me, and none of them understand the healthcare business. I followed a recommendation of a friend of mine who recommended me a great man, or at least that's what he said about him. I quite liked him too, and he had an interesting CV. He convinced me he would be the right guy at our first meeting."